Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we have a very special guest, Hope from Port Washington, who lost 50 pounds on program. Let's bring Hope in. Hey, you are.
Hi.
Hi, you look great.
Thank you.
So thanks so much for being on. I really appreciate it. You have such a great story. I wanted to share it. So tell everybody how much you've lost.
I have lost a total of 50 pounds.
That's insane. I just can't even believe it when I hear it. So
it's, I can't either.
I'm so happy. You look so good. I can't say it enough. What do I always say? You look like Sandra Bullock. You really do. So what I love, one of the things I love about your story that I feel like so many people would relate to is it's not the first time that you were on the program.
Right. So I think this is my third time?
I think it's your third, yes.
Third, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember coming to you years ago. And I just, you know, it worked for the time that I did it, but I was never as committed as I was this time.
Right.
And right. I really feel like you need to be in the right frame of mind, mm-hmm. To really commit to taking care of yourself, which is what I did. So when I came back to you, it was September was 2 years ago. So right. We're almost 2.5 years ago. I was in a place in my life where I really needed to make a change. My mother passed away 5 years ago, just recently. So I had been, you know, coming off of grieving for my mom, and then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. And I definitely put on, you know, a tremendous amount of weight during COVID. I also think in relation to losing my mom at near the same time. So at that point, 2.5 years ago, I got to the place where I was like, this is enough. And I wasn't feeling well. I have three children that I need to be around for a really long time.
Absolutely.
And I had had enough. And so when I came to you, I was determined and really focused on doing this for the last time.
Right.
You know, I'm making this truly my lifestyle and not, you know, I don't look at it so much as a diet anymore. For me, it's a new lifestyle for myself. And I've never felt better. And, you know, for anybody thinking about doing it, I can't recommend it enough. You're amazing every step of the way. I mean, having you on my side and in contact with me, you know, all day, every day, whenever I texted you, is super helpful and I think makes a huge difference in the journey, you know, along the way.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I loved being there for you. I mean, like, it's just seeing you, I get the best part because I see you come in my office change every single time, you know, just to numbers. We didn't even, you know, we knew we wanted to be at, but like, you know, great, great, great place.
I've never been at this number in my adult life that I can recall, maybe other than on my wedding day.
Wow.
But other than that.
I just got the chills. Yeah. I love that. That's so
and I
great.
I also think a key thing and something that, you know, I'm also really proud of is, you know, I have genetic high blood pressure. So I was diagnosed with blood pressure and I'm 47 years old when I was 35-ish, I think. And I've always had to be on medication because it's a genetic thing for me. But I never really understood so much the connection between weight and high blood pressure because, you know, when I came to you 2.5 years ago, 50 pounds heavier, I was on 40 milligrams of the blood pressure medication that I take. and I see my doctor regularly, I'm now on 5 milligrams, which is a
Wow.
huge change. And it's all because I took control of my health. And look, and genetics are there's still this genetic component to my issue, which is why I am still on some level of medication. But there is this a definite correlation between weight and health issues, but as we know.
Your proof. Yeah. Still remember the first day you came back. And I remember you saying to me, I am just, I cannot, I have to change. I just have to change. And you were so mentally ready. And I tell clients all the time, you don't understand. If you're not mentally ready, it almost has to click and it has to be like, okay, no matter what, I'm doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, look, I have had ups and downs with my weight, I would say most of my life, and especially most of my adult life, between gaining the freshman 15 and then some in college, and just periods throughout my life I have
Yeah.
struggled with my weight. And but this time it's like you said, I was determined, and it really was in my mind a do or die moment. I wasn't at any risk really
Right,
health-wise,
right.
but in my mind it needed to be do or die for me to be so committed, and to know that I needed to convince myself that I had no choice but to succeed. And that mentality just has kept me going. And I'm there. I still have, as there were these 5 pounds left that
Always.
I wanted to get to have a little bit of a buffer. But I'm incredibly proud of myself.
You should be. And really,
But
when we talk about those 5 pounds, I want everybody to understand you've reached your goal, I think, twice already. You keep moving
yes, exactly. Right. So my
it.
goal keeps getting lower.
Yeah.
Yes, that is very true. So I did, I achieved everything that I set out to. But it gets, you want that little bit more.
Absolutely. And you know you can do it now. I think even when we set your initial goal, you had a quite a bit to go. So you were like, this is where I want to be. But as you got closer, you were like, oh wait, I'm,
Right.
you kept losing and you were like, I'm gonna move it. And there's nothing wrong with that,
Yeah, no, and I think I've learned, you've taught me so much about, it's changing, it changed my relationship with food and how I think about my day. There were so many years where, I would joke with my sister that I have an unhealthy relationship with food. And I don't think I have that anymore. There were so many years of my life where I think my whole day revolved around what I was eating, when I was eating, and what was going to be the next thing I got to eat. And now it's, I don't have that. I eat because I'm hungry. When I'm hungry, I eat because, I want to, not because I'm so consumed by it. And that's been a big shift mentally for me that I've noticed.
Which is great. I love that. That's so important. I love these things, and I said it on the last podcast. When it comes from clients who've proven the success, it means so much more because I can tell everyone everything every day, but like actually hearing from someone who's do does it, and I've seen your appetite change. I think majority you did the innovation, but you did do a 5 hour fast. I think now you eat more to that only because it's set in your day almost.
But I think by almost by default or by happenstance, I sort of do the 5 hour because I don't really eat until around noon, only because, I get up in the morning, I have a cup of coffee, but I'm not hungry yet. So I feel like I wait for my body to tell me that I'm actually hungry, rather than saying to myself, well, I'm awake and it's the morning, so I'm supposed to have breakfast. I don't feel like I need to have that meal. So I really tend to stick to the way my day just works between, getting my kids to school and getting to work and doing all of my stuff in the morning. I really have lunch, I'll have a snack, I have dinner, and then I typically will have another snack. But I'm not eating a lot throughout the day, which is also a big change for me from before. No, I always felt like, well, I have to eat because it's time to eat, whereas I don't feel that way anymore.
Breakfast is lunch, right? Exactly. And that's the thing, because you, I was going to say, you did almost do the 5 hour or just eat in a smaller period of time because you are eating less, your stomach shrunk. You don't, you knew you were really being conscious of like, do I need this? Or, you know, am I hungry? Why would I eat if I'm not hungry? And then, of course, we know we're saving our food because we want to eat when we are hungry. So why eat less? Like you said, if you don't need it, you know?
And I know everybody who does your program says this, but having the cheat day is amazing. Knowing all week that I typically do my cheat day on Saturday. So knowing all week that I have Saturday to look forward to is amazing. And the funny thing is that it's never a free for all. I treat myself to, I'll have a bagel in the morning if I want, because that's something I love. Or I'll have, a scoop of ice cream in the after if I want. But I'm not gorging myself all day because I almost can't. Like, I don't have the appetite anymore to eat like that, which is also kind of nice. That knowing that I can eat what I want on that day makes the rest of the week,
So
easier.
doable. Doable. Yeah, I agree. I want to touch on the food a little bit because I know you do a lot of the innovation food. And I love that because we get questions all the time, you know, about people.
And it's funny because a lot of my people in my life will ask me about your food versus regular food, because sometimes it's people don't understand that you have this whole store full of amazing foods for anything you could want. I typically place an order if I'm not coming to see you on a Monday, so I have stuff in my refrigerator, in my cabinet that I can grab throughout the week. I like knowing that I have that it's portioned. I don't have to think about it. I know what's a meal, I know what's a snack. And it just makes it easier, and it especially at the beginning. It takes that guesswork out of it when you're still trying to figure out how much of something to eat, what a portion should look like. It's really helpful. And it's also delicious, so it's great to have the
It's
option.
great too because I know a lot of people just get to that really hunger place too in the beginning. And if you don't have something in front of you, it's when you can just grab and go off, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why all of your snacks are really helpful too, because it's nice, like especially at the beginning when you are still, your body is still going through like hungry phases more so than now, 2.5 years later. Knowing that I could grab something of yours that wasn't going to affect my weight in a negative way was really helpful.
I know I always say you're so good at especially when we bring in all the new food, you're always like giving me those
Oh,
positive
I
feedback.
love it. I
This
love
is
when you bring in
great.
new foods.
I love that. Yeah, that's great. So tell me one thing. What would you give somebody who was like questioning, should I do it? You know, am I going to be hungry? And like, you know, that's one of, I think, the biggest questions I get when somebody comes in. I'm afraid to be
So I would say, without question, there is no reason not to do it. It is, an incredible thing to do for yourself, while and it means, spending some money on yourself, which I don't often do. Like I said, I have three kids, so most of my, finances and things go to them, but this was something that I needed to do for myself. So I would say set aside whatever it is you can, if you need to do this for yourself. Don't worry about being hungry, because, there's, and this may be weird to say, but there's a little bit of me that at the beginning, I almost wanted to feel hungry
Oh, that's
because I forgot what that felt like. I forgot what it meant to be eating because I was actually hungry and not because I felt like I was supposed to be eating. So don't, I would tell people not to be afraid of feeling that way, and just know that there's so much to eat. There's so much variety. There's so many options. You're never going to be hungry for long. It's not like this isn't a starvation plan. In fact, there are times, especially and at the beginning, I was doing the, you gave me my menu, and the menu was, three meals, three snacks, and I would plan out my day. And back then, there were a lot of days that I was eating three meals and three snacks. So
Right.
it's a lot of food. It's not like, I have never felt deprived, and I've never been, bothered by feeling hungry. And then as I went along and my stomach shrank and I was losing weight, I wasn't as hungry. That's when I went off of the three meals, three snacks,
And shrunk it, right.
because I just didn't need that much food.
Right, which is great. I love that. I do really love what you just said too. Like, I actually should use that on clients when they come in brand new. Don't you want to feel a little hungry? You're obviously here because you haven't had that feeling. And sometimes we forget to embrace that. Like, okay, that means we're in the reverse. We're doing the right thing.
It was almost like I forgot. I didn't understand what being hungry really felt like back then. Because then it was, I was just eating all the time or eating more than I needed, and then I was feeling sick and I was like so disappointed in myself for eating as much as I was eating. And then, when you start this and you realize you eat what you need, and that feeling of hunger, you're like, oh, right, that's what it feels like. I'm supposed to be hungry throughout during the day. That's what triggers to tell me I'm supposed to be eating now.
Exactly. And how much more you enjoy when you are eating. One thing I have to point out, because I love this, and I tell clients this all the time. Hope does not exercise. She lost 50 pounds. It's absolutely, and it's so motivating for people because people are very busy. And I'm not talking about walking. You're so active. You have three kids. You're always on the go. You're always running here or running there. I'm talking about true gym exercise.
So I know it's kind of embarrassing. So look, I've never been one to embrace and really enjoy the gym or working out. I don't like it. I wish I did. I want to like it. I know it's good
Don't
for my
like.
health. And I do. I keep saying I'm going to start lifting, even light weights, just because, at 47 years old, I kind of need to be doing something. But yes, I did. I managed to lose 50 pounds without, traditional exercise. Like
Right.
you said, I am constantly on the move. I am a single parent to three teenagers who have very busy
Very busy.
schedules and sports and things. So, and I work full time. So, there's not a lot of time for me to dedicate to exercising, but I'm also running around all the time. So I am, active in that way. But
And the
yeah,
reason
I
why I brought
say,
that up is because people will use that as an excuse. Like I always tell them, as long as you're moving, like just as long as you're not sitting at a desk from morning until night and then going into bed, as long as you're moving, you're running around, that's enough. Your body's constantly moving. But don't use not being able to get to the gym or not
as
being
the reason.
exercised as a reason. Yes,
Right.
because.
And that's something that I love so much about you and this program, is that I didn't have to take on spending hours a week in a gym to make this work. It works because it's about the relationship with food, understanding what you're eating, the right food, the right calorie intake, all of that. It works. So, for those who like to exercise and can do it, great,
Yes, it's
but you don't
incredible.
have to. And that's really important to me, because, like I said, even if I had the time, I probably wouldn't be doing it because I just don't
I
like it.
know. And that's what I loved about it. And I thought that was so important for people to hear because sometimes people are so afraid. They're like, I don't have time to exercise. I can't be doing this. If I don't exercise, I'm not going to lose. Not the case.
But
Not
I also love that you are okay with the fact that I don't exercise, and that you tell your clients that that's not a reason not to do this. Because, I'm sure there are other, nutritionists or weight advisors out there that say you have to work out like this. I love that you're not like that, that you get that it's not for everybody. It's not on everybody's schedule, and it's hard to do. And it shouldn't prevent anybody from getting healthy and doing this for themselves.
I love that. So many people are going to be so inspired by you. I am. Every time you walk
Thanks.
in here, I am.
Well, I
So excited.
couldn't have done it without you. You know that.
Thank you.
And for anybody watching, it's been 2.5 years. I still go to see Josephine.
Yeah.
So I used to go at the beginning, it was every 2 weeks, and then it was every 3, and now I'm coming like once a month. But I love coming to see you, sitting in your office for the time that we have together. It keeps me on track. And I said, you're my therapy,
Oh.
and I love it. So I literally could not have done this without you and your support and everything these 2.5 years. And I'm not going anywhere. You're not getting rid of me.
Now that makes me so happy. Thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
truly the best. I love you.
Love
Thanks.
you.
Have the best day. I know you're
You
running
too.
out. So
I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
thank you so much, Hope. You are absolutely amazing. 50 pounds lighter. What an inspiration to so many people. And thank you all for listening to the Love to Live Healthy show. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm wishing everyone a happy, healthy week. Much hugs and love from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.